Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Eat, Sleep, Suplex Retweet.
Well, let me talk to you. It's that time again. It's Saturday Draft Live. And this week, it's just me, Use. It's David Hockney here. Being the one-man band for Saturday Draft Live this week. The rest of the guys have either got work commitments, holidays, family stuff going on. It's just life. Sometimes it just hits you like a ton of bricks. But the show must go on. And yes, so if this is your first time listening to Saturday Draft Live, be sure to follow us on Spotify, iTunes, or any good Android podcasting site. And just catch up with everything that's been going on with Season 18 of Saturday Draft Live. But there is a couple of things that I can't stand as part of this show. Firstly, it's people who can't count. And then there's also people who are intolerant of other people's cultures and the Dutch. On that note, Tom Brock is here. Tom, how are you?
I'm good, man. I respect the amount of references you got in just that intro with Just Me, Us, and the one-man band. But I had a feeling that the Dutch joke was coming. If I had a pound for every time I've heard that, I would have had like £20, which isn't that much, but it would be enough for a good meal somewhere. So yeah.
Well, the last time I spoke to you, we were at Wembley for AEW All In.
True,
so it was.
True.
It's been a while since we've last talked, but you know what? I think I'm just glad to see you made it home safely after what was that whole kerfuffle with the air traffic control.
Don't get me started. I hope it's going to be better in 2 weeks' time, because I'm actually going to be returning this time to Glasgow in about 9 or 10 days. So
brilliant.
Hopefully we can meet up again.
Unfortunately, I'll be away on holiday at that point.
Anyway,
we're not here to discuss our show's social lives. This is a draft analysis show. We need to see who's been performing well. And Tom, we'll start off this week with the top three of the week. So third place, let me talk to you. Say his name, L.A. Knight. Yeah. 14 points this week for L.A. Knight. And, you know, with the return of the tribal chief, Roman Reigns, it looks like L.A. Knight, who is currently Andy Mitchell's captain, has basically been keeping him just about out of the relegation zone for most of the season. But it looks like he's entering a program with Roman Reigns now in the lead up to Crown Jewel. But I just wanted to ask about LA Knight and this hype train he's been on for the last few months. Do you think this is reflective of his performance in the draft so far?
I think he could have gotten way more points if he had more matches. But I think those will actually come. They will actually start coming now. I think Andy is going to be thankful to the heavens that LA Knight is getting put into this program. He probably will lose against Roman, but leading up to it, he'll probably have a lot of matches that he will win. So maybe that might be the extra push he needs to stay away from relegation this season.
Mm-hmm. And there is another point I want to talk about Andy's team, but we'll get to that when we get to the leaderboard. But this week though, Tom, it's been all about two men, and that is the new undisputed WWE Tag Team Champion. Second place this week, it is main event Jey Uso, 22 points. With three successful title defenses, one title win at Fastlane against the Judgment Day, and then two defenses on Raw and SmackDown, respectively, against Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, and A-Town Down Under.
A-Town Down Under, what a name.
I know. But yeah, Jey Uso, I think this is his first time in the top three in quite a while as a solo competitor, but obviously with the Usos now on separate brands. Do you think it was a bit of a... Jey Uso has been a bit of a slow burner this week, given that he missed the first few weeks of the season.
True, true. This will probably pick up some points for him. I do find it weird that they make this whole deal about him going solo and then putting him straight into the tag team picture again, together with Cody Rhodes. But hey, it will rack up some good amount of points for whoever has him. I don't know.
That I have him, actually.
Oh, actually. Well, congrats. Yeah. You'll probably be getting a lot of points off him.
Oh, for sure.
I don't see
yeah.
them dropping it before the end of this draft season.
Yeah, and let's talk about his tag team partner, Cody Rhodes, now. 24 points this week. Gary's captain. And what a week it's been for Gary's team, especially because Gary was very much in relegation zone for the last couple of weeks. But this has been a somewhat resurgence for Team Viscera and his captain, Cody. You know, because Cody's obviously been across all the programming of WWE this week. You know, he was on Raw, SmackDown, NXT, Fastlane. Even if it was just for appearance points, you know, that's really, really contributed to saving Gary from the danger zone.
Yeah, it's been a big week for Cody. Seeing the fact that Gary's now a good 15 points, I believe, off last place, it's actually... You can actually kind of take a breather and then stop thinking about relegation and maybe even think about moving upwards if Cody keeps getting points the way he has this week.
Yeah, and with that win, Cody Rhodes has now entered the top 10 of the season as well. He's currently joint seventh with MJF and Chris Statlander on 53 points in total, but that's without the captaincy applied. So let's. So obviously Cody is Gary's captain, MJF is Callum's captain, and then Chris Statlander is obviously on Scott's team as well. So, but she's been racking up a fair few points as well. But so that's been our top three of the week. It's been a big scoring week, given that we had obviously Fastlane last week, and then there was Wrestle Dream the week prior. So yeah, it's all been happening as of late. But we'll go on to the top 13 of the leaderboard in the Contributors League, and we have a new participant in the relegation zone, 13th place. Callum Bennett, follow James_Blair_1 on Twitter, 154 points. He had an abysmal week with only 4 points scored overall. Oof. And then, you know, yeah, second to last, though. I mean, a decent scoring week for Andy Mitchell, but the Glasgow University Cricket Club is just 2 points ahead of Callum on 156. Andy getting 31 points this week, most of which was from LA Knight. And obviously, let's not forget LA Knight got a win on Fastlane as well, teaming with John Cena. So that obviously contributed to his score. 11th place, Ryan Dalglish, Berighetti, arms like spaghetti on 162. A solid week for him as well, 33 points, but still a bit to go to try and avoid that danger zone. Then we have the aforementioned Gary Kernahan, the top scorer of this week, 55 points for Team Viscera, on now on 169.5 overall. And just half a point ahead of him, we have Ross McLeod, FTR's hole on 170. And just to be clear as well, Ross has now changed his team captain. He's changed it from FTR to Roman Reigns going forward.
Smart decision, in my opinion.
I mean, FTR, definitely the FTR souls were dropping the tag titles to Ricky Starks and Big Bill, he'll be thinking. So,
yeah, very odd result. But
yeah, but he did say he was on last week, and he did say he was planning to make a captaincy change. So it's not unexpected. But 17 points for Ross's team this week, most of which was Roman Reigns appearing 5 times on SmackDown this past week. So that's a very wise decision, moving the captaincy to Roman Reigns. Above him, 7.5 points ahead, we're moving into the like ninth place. No, sorry, 8th place now. We have Elliot Cantor with Mae Young's son, 177.5. The Listeners League winner, first round selector, 38 points overall. Mammy, of course, carrying his juggernaut of a team at this point, but he's hanging in there. Fair play to him, even though he was top of the table at some point in the season.
Yeah, he is sliding down considerably.
Mm-hmm. Then we have 7th place, Jack Graham, a million ways to fuck up the draft, 188 points. 34 points for him overall this week, but he's been a solid mid-card performer this season, even though he was in the top half for a good while. I think he's starting to sort of drift down a little bit. But Then it comes to yours truly, sixth place. It's myself with the West End Country Club, 189.5. The multitude of tag title victories for Jey Uso has really come through for my team this week. But obviously the captaincy still applied to Rey Mysterio, so possibly a missed opportunity with the captaincy there. But it is what it is, unfortunately.
You still could change it, but
no, I can't. I've already used it.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. I started with Hikaru Shida, changed it to Rey Mysterio after Wembley.
Oh, fair enough. You did move up quite a few places this week, haven't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was the second highest scorer, 47 points overall. So it's I think I went from 8th to 6th now, which is pretty good.
Good stuff.
All right, but let's move to the top five. 5th place, Stephen Wilson with Doofenshmirtz Evil Incorporated.
Doofenshmirtz Evil Incorporated.
Thank you. 197.5. Again, solid upper mid-carder performer this season, but nothing quite yet to crack that 200-point mark. But, Tom, I think we need to give an applause to Grant McRobbie.
Absolutely.
He has broken the 200-point barrier with Roll to Draft, basically selecting his team on D&D dice rolling. And we thought that was a very bold strategy, but it certainly paid off for him. He's broken the 200-point barrier. He's at the top end of the table, and I'm pretty sure this is like one of the highest scoring seasons he's had so far because of his team selection.
Yeah, it's absolutely wild. If Matt Smith was the people's champion of last season, then Grant is the people's champion of this season.
What a
guy. What an absolute performance he's put in so far.
Mm-hmm.
I hope he still cracks top three, though.
Yeah, me too. Well, 9 points ahead of him, though. It's certainly doable. 9 points ahead of him. Third place, Scott McLeod, with the team name redacted on 214 points. pretty poor week for Scott this week, only 12 points, but still holding firm in third position there. Then we come to yourself, Tom. Platypus? Perry the Platypus on 243 points. 29 points for yourself this week. And I think it's safe to say you've had both a successful and frustrating season at the same time.
Exactly, mate. That's perfectly put. It could have been so much more if Mox didn't get that concussion. That has royally screwed me over. But aside from that, it's been a good season.
He was supposed to face Rey Fénix this past week as well, but instead Orange Cassidy ends up winning the title from him.
Yep.
You've been royally shat on this week, especially when you were closing in on our never-ending leader of the board. It's the David Campbell and Team Goat, who is currently 33.5 points ahead of you, 276.5 points. Not the biggest scoring week for Team Goat, but 20 points in one week alone on a pay-per-view week is still not too bad, all things considered.
True, and there's still the prospect of the Acclaimed defending those titles they have like 3 times a week. So there's not really any indication that he will start losing points or anything. Mm-hmm. So I don't see anyone else but him winning it this season.
Yeah.
I say that with pain in my heart.
But one thing to note, actually, I forgot to mention one thing. Andy Mitchell's team, you know, even though he's second to bottom, Kevin Owens got drafted to SmackDown this past week as well. So that's potentially split up
his
tag team of Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. So do you think this could be a potential relegation factor for Andy's team going forward?
It could well be. He has to hope that LA Knight tracks him through this, because losing one of your picks is like a death note to your relegation chances. It's going to be tough, but he needs to hope that LA Knight pulls through.
Yeah, fingers crossed for Andy on this one. But we'll now move on to the Listeners League now. So, I mean, somebody has to do it. And normally I would get my co-host to do it, but obviously, Tom, you're a guest. So I'm gonna let you off the hook this time, and I'll be the one-man band here.
Good luck, mate. I'll be listening in.
So for the Listeners League, our top scorer this week in the Listeners League is Alan Skinner with 65 points overall, largely contributed by his team captain, Cody Rhodes, getting 3 title wins across this past week and also a multitude of appearance points. Orange Cassidy as well, winning the AW International title, has contributed, plus Roman Reigns' 5 appearances on SmackDown has certainly boosted him up. But he also has Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn as his tag team. So that could potentially hinder him a little bit in the same way it could potentially hinder Andy. But we'll go into the top five now. So we have former winner Ross Brady with Karrion Kross go. He's now on 282 points this week. Then it's a bit of a gap here. We have 11.5 points ahead of him. We have former winner Adam Callier with Reach for the Daily Stars, Climb Every Mountain Higher, 293.5. Third place, someone who's been consistently in the top five, Elora May with Only Prince, 296 points. And then it's the two Johnnies back again, back at it again in the top two of the Listeners League standings. Jonathan Napier, Back to the Future Endeavours, 330.5 points overall. And then just a bit ahead of him, 22.5 points ahead of him, it is Johnny Adam with Dark Side of the Onion Ring. So we've been through Johnny Adam's team affair a couple of times, but he's being carried by his team captain, Dominic Mysterio, who currently is the highest scorer of the season so far on 73.5 points without the captaincy applied. A good bit ahead of Rhea Ripley, The Acclaimed, and the rest of Judgment Day as well. So about 7.5 points or so. So Dom is leading the season in terms of the top scorers. But let's not take away anything away from The Acclaimed either. His tag team, The Acclaimed, as you mentioned, Tom, regularly defending the Trios titles. That's keeping his team afloat as well. But let's not take anything away from Rey Mysterio either. You know, the highest scoring sixth round pick we've had in a long, long time. And one of the most frequently selected superstar by the Listeners League competitors.
Yeah, Rey Mysterio, for the fact that he is a sixth round pick, has been absolutely incredible. And the fact that he's currently a team captain as mm-hmm. a sixth round pick is mind-blowing. But he's been doing well, and honestly, you love to see it. One of the greatest of all time.
I love to see it because he's in my team, and
I know
I had him down as a safe round six bet in terms of appearance points, but he's been scoring massively as of late. We know with the obviously the US title defenses here and there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, mate.
But yeah,
great pick.
Now we do have an important update with the Listeners League Cup, because round one of the knockout stages has come to an end, and we now have a defining bracket for the quarterfinals. So we have, firstly, oh, would you believe it? The two top scorers of the Listeners League standings at the minute, Jonathan Napier and Johnny Adam, are going in the same bracket for the quarterfinals. So basically, one of these two, particularly Johnny Adam, if Johnny Adam keeps this momentum going at the top of the table, then he could potentially be winning the Listeners League and the Listeners League Cup and be in the same place as Elliot Kanter.
That would be wild.
Mm-hmm. The other bracket, we have John Sly versus Lee McAteer. John is on 100, Lee is on 110, so quite a hotly contested contest between those two there, so this could be interesting. Then we have Anthony Fitzpatrick going up against Ross Brady. Again, Anthony Fitzpatrick eking out a win against Robert fucking Shaw by just a 7-point gap. And then Ross Brady beating Craig Forsyth with just an 8-point gap. So some very, very close scoring in those two brackets. And then our last bracket, we have Mike Nunn and against Adam Callier. Two very much one-sided performances from both those guys, but they're going up against each other there.
Ah, Matt Smith is out. No.
Yeah, Adam Callier defeated Matt Smith, and it was quite a trouncing. It was 58-point difference Adam Callier was leading Matt Smith by.
Breaks my heart.
You hate to see it. But
you hate to see it.
Anyway, Listeners League's done. Let's move on to your team, Tom.
Yes.
You very creatively named it Platypus. Perry the Platypus.
Yeah, so, I was going to be boring and keep the same name as I did last season. But then I saw Steven's brilliant team name and I had to jump in on it. I've been waiting to actually sing the tune that is his team name on this show ever since this season started, so I'm glad I got to do his team justice.
This is your Adam Cole baby moment, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly, pretty much.
Excellent. Well, as it stands, your team is Finn Balor, John Moxley, the Young Bucks, Bayley, Timeless Tony Storm, and the Wise Man Paul Heyman. All of your team are currently in double digits at the minute. Bayley just needs one extra point to break the 20-point gap, and then all of your team will have scored at least 20 points. You've already switched your captaincy. You started out with John Moxley, AEW International Champion, racking up a lot of defenses. But then you switched to Finn Balor, after Judgment Day won the tag team championships. I said this before, it's been a pretty successful yet frustrating season for you, Tom. How do you think your teams went so far?
Yeah, you pretty much summed it up perfectly. John Moxley was looking to break me into the 200 mark all by himself, like get 200 points on his own. But then obviously the concussion happened and I was still holding off to changing the captaincy because I had hoped that he would return quickly. But on thanks to some advice from my fellow draft members, I did decide to switch it up that week to Finn Balor, and I'm glad I did. Now, especially after John Moxley returned and, well, didn't actually return. I'm happy I did that. But yeah, it's been unfortunate because I think if he didn't get concussed, he would have racked up at least 5 more title defenses for me, which would have been massive. But Finn Balor has been a good captain in his absence. Is that a word?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'm pretty happy with the later draft picks. I think I'm not sure if I had the choice between the Bucks and the Acclaimed, or the Acclaimed were already taken by the point I chose the Bucks, because I remember penning down 3 teams, which were FTR, the Bucks, and the Acclaimed. And if I remembered panicking when one of the 3 got picked, and I think that was FTR.
Yeah.
I made the wrong decision in that.
No, FTR were a first round pick, I think, and obviously Ross was ahead of you in the draft selection, so that was I don't think there's anything you could have done about that. But you did pick the Young Bucks in round 3. The GOAT David Campbell picked the Acclaimed in round 4, and it, because of the snake draft selection, he would have chosen after you.
Yeah. So I fucked up there.
You can't deny it. You chose the Young Bucks over the Acclaimed, but then again, you know, were you really that confident about the Young Bucks potentially reclaiming the tag titles and maybe the Acclaimed not necessarily having as much success as they had with the Trios titles?
Yeah, I was really banking on the Bucks winning at Wembley, but they let me down. Mm-hmm. I didn't have the Acclaimed winning titles this season in my bingo card. Fair play to the GOATs. he got 60 points off of him, if I'm not wrong.
66 at the minute.
66, goddamn. Yeah, mm-hmm. that's the difference maker. Obviously, his captain has been incredible this season. But if it weren't for the Acclaimed, then it would have still been a fair fight. But mm-hmm. yeah, nevertheless, I'm pretty happy with my later round picks, especially my women's picks compared to his.
Yeah.
I've done so much better.
Timeless Toni Storm's really sort of broken out on her own a little bit, you know, away from the outcasts. And she's on 24 points. So she's sort of like in and around the same range as your score with the wise man, Paul Heyman, who was your 6th round pick. And appearance points alone has really, you know, been a good good support for your team a little bit outside of Balor and Moxley.
It was a last minute pick because I think my original 6th round pick got taken away from me like 2 picks before it was my turn. Mm-hmm. So I'm happy with it, especially now that Adam Pearce is only going to be making appearances on Raw from now on. So that's good. And Toni Storm, I was so worried when Toni lost the title to Shida. But still, I picked her knowing that she would rack up appearance points. Then I was worried again after Wembley because she was stepping away from the outcasts, which would mean less appearance points. But luckily, that wasn't the case. She became Timeless Toni Storm and has been racking up some good points for me.
Mm-hmm.
If Bayley could stop losing so many matches, that would be great too. But
she won this past week against Zelina Vega.
Did she actually? I didn't even
guess.
That's great. Nice. That's great. Then hopefully she will start a winning streak now because it's about fucking time. I hope she breaks 20 points as well. I've got a good, well-rounded team. Hopefully Moxley will return soon.
Yeah.
I might make a late charge for the title, but I'm not banking on it.
You do have a very good, well-rounded team. You know, all your participants are doing their part. And you've got a really good split between WWE and AEW selections. But one question I do have for you about future seasons is that, have you ever thought about dipping back into the NXT pool a little bit? Or was there anything about NXT this season that you thought, that seems a bit risky, I'm just going to stick with the main roster, WWE and AEW?
Yeah, I'm only dipping back into NXT if I can get one of the big players there. It's just one show a week and potentially a pay-per-view every now and then is not enough for me, considering that a lot of the main roster talent from WWE and AEW appear on multiple shows a week. It's just not my thing. Unless I can get one of the big boys like Carmelo Hayes or Dirty Dom, who's obviously on the main roster as well, then I'll pick them. But if one of those is not available, then I'll stick to AEW and main roster WWE.
Fair enough. But yeah, story of Platypus, a Penny the Platypus, is it's been a very solid performance season. It's just been hit by rotten luck. Not quite the God Faja, but you'll have to settle for second place.
For now.
For now. Yeah.
I mean, the season's still a month long, I think.
Yeah, we've got up until Survivor Series, which is the end of November. Crown Jewel's still around the corner as well.
Well, if Jon Moxley decides to not be concussed anymore, then I might still have a chance. If not, then congratulations to the GOAT, David Campbell. It's been a good season. And I had fun nonetheless.
Oh, well, hope you stick around for next season regardless.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what? We're talking about as if it's the end of the season. We've still got a month to go. Like, where's that drive that, you know, is going to push you to the top of the table? Even if you don't win the season, you can still nip at the GOAT's heels.
I mean, if Mox returns, then I'll start believing again, because he's a big point scorer. But I'm being realistic here. If Mox doesn't return in 2 weeks max, then I'm not gonna be pushing for a 35 point something gap. I'm gonna be happy to stay well clear of Scott and Grant. And yeah, if he does return, then you'll see me acting up in the chat. You best believe that.
Yeah,
it's all depending on whether Mox returns, because Finn Balor will get some good points, but he won't be the sole man to carry me to victory.
Well, unfortunately, that's all we've got time for on this episode of Saturday Draft Live. First of all, Tom, thank you very much for filling the gap that my co-host some unfortunately left me in.
Thank you for having me, mate. See, you've done very well on your own.
Thanks. And thank you all to the listeners for tuning in as well. If you like what you've heard, be sure to visit our back catalogue, Spotify, iTunes, and all good Android podcasting sites. Be sure to follow us as well on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, at SuplexMeTweet. Join our community page. We have had an episode of Central released this past week. And on Friday, we also released our first feature show in quite a while, where we discuss the life and career of the late, great Wyndham Rotunda, a.k.a. Bray Wyatt. So be sure to tune into those. Get involved with our community page. Get involved with our big questions. We would love to hear from you. But from myself, David Hockney, this is me being the one-man band on Saturday Draft Live, and we will see you next time. Yeet!
Howdy.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.